So I've actually been making, you know, in my talks on Web 2.0, you know, one of my principles is data is the next Intel inside. So we're really looking at that space. But I also make the point, and when you look at this sort of, if you like, design patterns of this next generation of applications, one of the things that's really interesting is that user-contributed data is one of the really big wins. If you look at the, like, if you like, the killer apps of Web 1.0, you know, there's eBay, there's Amazon, there's Google. In each of the first three cases, they're database-backed applications. You know, they're really not software as we think of it normally. They're really just, they're big databases with a user interface and a lot of technology to give people self-service access to that data. But what's interesting is in each of these cases, eBay, the users are the application. You know, the critical mass of buyers and sellers has been the defensible business for eBay. You know, it's hard for other people to get started because, hey, they're already there. In the case of Google, you go, well, why is that a user-contributed business? Well, Robert Scoble, who's a well-known blogger who works for Microsoft, wrote this great posting when he moved up to Redmond. I forget what it was called, but it was something about how users contribute to Google. And he said, you know, I just discovered this great restaurant, but I can't find them. They have a website, but I can't find it in Google. But it'll be there tomorrow. Just watch. And he said, I'm going to link to it now. And he said, every time we as users make links to other sites, we are contributing to Google. And the fundamental insight that helped Google distance themselves from the search engine pack was the PageRank algorithm, which is user-contributed data. And then you look at Amazon, and that's a really classic example because you have a bunch of competing players who have the same product. You know, what's the difference between Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com? They all have the same books, the same information from the publishers. Maybe Amazon's better at the interface game. But the real difference is Amazon figured out earlier on how to engage their users better to get the users annotating, adding to. And so there's an order of magnitude more valuable user data on Amazon than there is on Barnes & Noble. And so it's not a surprise to me that we have an order of magnitude more sales.